This conference is being recorded.
Hello, good afternoon or good morning, everybody. This is Vicky Fulens from the Trademark Clearinghouse. I want to thank you all for joining our webinar on .ski that is currently in the sunrise period. Before we start with the webinar, just some guidelines. As you all know, you will be muted. You can pose your questions via the chat. And the recording and the presentation will be shared after this webinar. As always, we have as the agenda as the stats update, so we provide you an overview of the statistics, the sunrise calendar, and then I will hand it over to Stefan van Gelder, Executive Vice President from Starting Dot, who will provide you the information on the .ski sunrise and other information. And after that, it will be followed by a Q&A session. So if you have any questions, please go ahead and type them in the chat box. Thank you. As for the statistics or the numbers of the trademark records on the in the clearinghouse, we're happy to see that we have gone over the 38,000 trademark records that are currently in the trademark clearinghouse. More than half are still submitted for multiple years. So as you know, you can record your trademark in the clearinghouse for 1, 3, or 5 years, and more than 50% have indeed entrusted the clearinghouse for 3 or 5 years recording. More than 82% are submitted by agents. Trademark agents are accredited registrars or law firms that have been that will provide trademark holders with assistance in submitting the trademarks to the clearinghouse. And of the 38,000, 94% of the trademark records are indeed verified, meaning they qualify for sunrise claims notifications and ongoing notifications. If you look at the other statistics here on the slide, you can see that we have trademarks coming from 121 different jurisdictions. So again, we're happy to see that the Trademark Clearinghouse is indeed a global database where trademark holders from over 109 different countries have indeed entrusted their trademarks to the clearinghouse. About the claims notification, so 184,196 claims notifications have been sent out to trademark holders. Again, for those of you that are new to the clearinghouse, claims notifications is a two-folded service. In principle, it will warn the domain name applicant when he wants to apply for a domain name that matches a trademark that a trademark holder has in the clearinghouse. And in the event that he will indeed then go forward with the domain name registration, a notification will be sent to that trademark holder. After the claims notification, we have put in place the ongoing notification. So here it's just the notification that is being sent to the trademark holder, and then the trademark holder can decide whether to react on the domain name registration or not. And with the ongoing notifications, we're happy to see that more than 145,000 ongoing notifications have been sent to trademark holders in the clearinghouse. So you clearly see that the claims notification and ongoing notifications do indeed work. From the 38,000 or more than 38,000, we have more than 3,000 trademarks that have expired. Nevertheless, we see that a lot of trademark holders now realize that their trademarks have expired and are resubmitting their trademark to the clearinghouse, because once the trademark has expired, the status cannot be changed. When we go over the active sunrise, so you all know that you, or you might not know, we have a sunrise calendar on our clearinghouse website, so sunrise.clearinghouse.org, where you can actually see all the active sunrise or the sunrise periods that are going to launch. You can also see the different domain name extensions that are currently in the claims period or in the ongoing notifications period. For the active sunrises, you can see them because there are, you can, when you look on the website, you'll see them there in green, and you can click on them and you can add them to your Outlook calendar so that you can closely monitor as to which sunrise you would like to participate in. And following the next slide, you see here the awaiting sunrises. So these are marked in yellow or orange. So these are the ones that you might want to look into for those that are interested in seeing what's going on in the next couple of months. For those of you that don't have your trademark records in the clearinghouse yet and do want to participate in the sunrises that are going to launch, then we strongly advise to go ahead and contact your agent so that they can get the trademark record to the clearinghouse so that your SMD file will be ready when you want to register a domain name in these particular sunrises. And then with that, I will give it over to Stefan van Gelder, who will provide you more information on the dot ski. Thank you.
Thanks, Ricky. Hi, everyone. This is Stefan van Gelder, Executive VP, Starting Dot. I'm delighted to be participating in the dot ski sunrise webinar in conjunction with the TMCH. We'll get started. I'll ask Peter to please go to the next slide. The next one, please. And I'll introduce you to the content of the webinar itself. And first of all, just a few words on dot ski itself. Obviously, dot ski is first and foremost aimed at the snow sports industry or anyone that is passionate about skiing, and that includes snow and water skiing, but we are supported by one of the world's major ski resorts, and we have developed dot ski in conjunction with the International Ski Federation. So As per our other TLDs, we do have a very strong community focus for dot ski. Next slide, please. Now, Starting Dot does have two other TLDs that it has launched previously, .bio and .archi. .bio is aimed at the world of personal space, biographies, and organic and healthy living. Bio is a term that in French, German, and other languages does mean organic. And .archi is aimed at the world of architecture. Both of those have obviously executed their sunrises and are now in GA general availability. But they do share, as I just mentioned, that community focus whereby our TLDs are developed with a community in mind, hand in hand with that community and with representatives of that community, so that we do address the specific needs of the communities that we are targeting. Next slide, please. Now, Starting Dot is a relatively young player in the TLD space, but it is helmed by people that have a lot of experience in both managing domains in the domain industry and as internet entrepreneurs as well. Our CEO, Godfrey Jordan, is an experienced and seasoned internet entrepreneur. I myself have been in the industry for more than 10 years, and Rob Rosinski, the co-founder of Dot Ski and the person in charge of our American office, has a wealth of experience with the ski industry itself. Next slide, please. The ski industry is a huge industry, as I'm sure many of you are aware. Skiing is a word that is understood, a term that is understood worldwide. There are many, many countries in which people ski, and there are a huge number of ski resorts around the world, with major destinations being in Europe and more specifically France, in North America, in Japan, and we are seeing now the industry develop in other geographies such as Eastern Europe, for example, and China. There's a major development in China with the Olympics going there very soon as well. That has raised the profile on dot ski and the ski industry itself. to a significant extent. Next slide, please. Now, because this industry is so big, it does cover many, many people. Many people enjoy skiing either as just a leisure activity or a bit more professionally. You can see the numbers on the slide here, both in terms of the huge number of skiers that do ski around the world and the revenue, the business that is generated by this industry, which is quite impressive. Next slide. Now, specifically with regards to launching .ski and offering potential .ski registrants priority registration period, we are running two concurrent launch periods, the Sunrise, which we're here to discuss today, but I also wanted to touch on the limited registration period. These both started on the 1st of July. They are both running up until the end of this month, the end of August. They will end on August the 30th. And we'll talk about the Sunrise first, and then I'll explain a little bit about what the LRP is. So next slide, please. So the Sunrise itself, true to our approach of not charging rights holders any more than anyone else would be charged through a normal registration period. We have not increased registry fees for the Sunrise. There is, however, a two-year minimum registration period that's imposed for the Sunrise. And there is an application fee which is non-refundable and which covers the work that we have to do and that registrars have to do in checking Sunrise availability. That specific price will be given to you by your registrar of choice, and at the end of this presentation I will provide a list of some of the leading registrar partners that have chosen to work with starting dot on launching dot ski. Obviously, the Ski Sunrise, to participate you do need a valid SMD file, so obviously you need to have pre-registered your trademark in the trademark clearinghouse. Next slide, please. We are running an end date Sunrise for this TLD, and that is what we've found to be, and I think the whole industry has found to be, the most effective and the most protective way of dealing with prior rights. What an end date Sunrise means is that the registration request will come in during the Sunrise, but no names will be registered until the end of the 60-day Sunrise process, and auctions will be held if multiple requests for a name come in during that Sunrise period. Next slide, please. Now, for the LRP, which I mentioned earlier on, the limited registration period, that is reserved for key snowsports organizations and affiliates of these organizations. Once again, this is true to our approach, which is community-centric. So we've worked, as I mentioned earlier on, with the FIS to make sure that the snowsports industry and the snowsport ecosystem has does enjoy a very high level of protection in .ski. So the LRP is running concurrently to the Sunrise. Once again, no increase to the registry registration price. It is a two-year minimum period registration period, but the LRP, because the participants do have to be eligible and their eligibility will be checked prior to the registration of any names. There's no other costs involved in that. So it is a useful period for any industry players that want to participate in this priority launch period that we're organizing for .ski. Next slide, please. just a reminder that we are coming to the end of both the Sunrise and LRP periods. We will have a short one-week quiet period at the end of those two launch phases, so after August the 30th, and then we will open the TLD for general availability on September the 8th. Next slide, please. And as I mentioned earlier on, just a few of the registrar partners that are working with us to make this .ski launch a successful and as successful as it can be. And some of these partners that you'll see on the slides, the next two slides, do feel free to contact them. They will be able to service your Sunrise or LRP needs. So you've got a few partners here, and if we go to the next slide, you'll see some more there as well. Okay, perhaps we can leave it there, and happy to take any questions either now through the chat or at any subsequent time. If you go to the next slide, you will see contact details shown there. Please do not hesitate to get in touch if you do have any questions and you don't want to ask them now. Thank you very much, Vicky. Back to you.
Thanks, Stefan, for that presentation. At this moment, I believe we don't have any questions, so I might just suggest, indeed, anybody who has questions on the Trademark Clearinghouse can contact one of the Trademark Clearinghouse agents, and anybody who has questions on the .ski Sunrise or the other launch programs, they can contact you directly. I want to thank you very much, Stefan, for providing the presentation, and I want to thank all of the participants today as well for being in the session. Thank you.
Thank you very much.